Yeah, so when I went to university, I chose to study radiation oncology, radiation therapy. I had sort of seen and heard, a little bit about it through kind of family experience, and I knew I always wanted to work in healthcare fields. So, that kind of started my career in oncology, and then it sort of just kind of grew from there.
And from then, you've worked in the UK, Ireland, Australia, and Singapore as well. How have you found since coming home last year, where Ireland is and compared to the other locations you've worked?
I mean, Ireland has a lot of really, really, really positive things going for it. And each country has good and bad. And I think, there's a lot that people could learn from Ireland, but in turn, there's also a lot that Ireland could learn from, how people do things elsewhere. And I genuinely believe that, with people like myself coming back, particularly in healthcare fields, like we've got a lot of ideas to bring with us. And I know that the diaspora abroad also have great ideas that people, love to have from the Irish abroad too. So I do think there's lessons to be learned from everywhere. And the more people that we can attract back to Ireland in healthcare, I think, the better for the Irish healthcare system.
And now you're taking on a new challenge for an interim basis to start anyways. How are you feeling now about your appointment?
Yeah, brilliant. So I've, as you said, I've got a background in oncology, and I'm really passionate about the work that we do in the Irish Cancer Society. I think we provide some fantastic services and support, as well as being the largest funder of voluntary research in Ireland. And I think that there's so much that we do well in the Irish Cancer Society that I'm excited now to take the helm for a few months. And stepping into the shoes of Eva Power is, big shoes to fill. But I'm definitely, it's such an honor for me to step into this role now on an interim basis.
And it is an interim basis that you're in to start with. Is there anything that you'd like to achieve in your interim role, or I suppose whenever it's not yet a permanent position, that might be, I suppose, maybe too far down the line to think about just yet?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in the Irish Cancer Society that have been started and that just need to continue, important things. So, keeping sort of the shift steered towards kind of all of our strategy being implemented the way we intend it to be, the improvements that we want to make, the other things that we want to achieve in the society, just really keeping us on track for achieving all those things and not getting distracted, even though it is an interim period. And I think that's the most important thing.